Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Bernell Eckhart. The New Testament reading for today is from Ephesians 4, verses 1 through 24. I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you are called to the one hope that belongs to your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. But grace was given to each one of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore it says, when he ascended on high, he led a host of captives, and he gave gifts to men. In saying he ascended, what does it mean but that he also descended into the lower regions of the earth? He who descended is the one who also ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and teachers to equip the saints for the work of the ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children, tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness in deceitful schemes. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow, so that it builds itself up in love. Now this I say, and testify in the Lord, that you must no longer walk as the Gentiles do, in the futility of their minds. They are darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God, because of the ignorance that is in them, due to their hardness of heart. They have become callous and have given themselves up to sensuality, greedy to practice every kind of impurity. But that is not the way you learned Christ, assuming that you have heard about him and were taught in him, as the truth is in Jesus, to put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life, and is corrupt through the deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self, created after the likeness of God, in true righteousness and holiness. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. What are the gifts of Christ to his people? Here they are listed for us. First, apostles. Second, prophets. Third, evangelists. And finally, pastors and teachers. That is, ministers who feed and instruct. That's a reference to one office, the pastor and teacher. And why has Christ given these gifts to us? The reasons are also listed. First, for the equipping of the saints. Second, for the work of ministry. And third, for the edifying of the body of Christ. For saints are equipped by the word of God, which these ministers preach. And they are ministered unto by the minister's holy work of administering the sacraments. And so they are built up through the gospel and the sacraments as the body of Christ. And so is the unity of faith attained by the gospel and the sacraments when we become, by the faith which this gospel gives, one body, a perfect man. But what is that perfect man? It is the new Adam, the body of Christ our Lord, the very Christ upon which we feed in the sacrament. So then, by preaching and the sacraments, we shall no longer be tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, as St. Paul warns here. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we shall grow up into him who is the head, even Christ. But when particularly do we speak the truth in love? We do this in the Holy Liturgy, in the Divine Service, when we sing and pray and listen, hear the words of Scripture and the words of the sermon, and are built up and edified. We are equipped for our final destination, which is the eternal kingdom of heaven. This is our goal. This is what we wait for. And in the process of waiting, we are equipped by the Word of God and the blessed sacraments. Let us rejoice in these, knowing that they are gifts of God to us in order that we might attain our final goal of life forever with Christ and in him as his body, the new creation, created after the likeness of God in true holiness and righteousness. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, through the prophet Moses, you began the prophetic pattern of teaching your people the true faith and demonstrating through miracles your presence in creation to heal it of its brokenness. Grant that your church may see in your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, the final end times prophet, whose teaching and miracles continue in your church through the healing medicine of the gospel and the sacraments, through Jesus Christ, our Lord.